You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Conversation about this position?
Oh yeah, of course. We amped up the pressure. We had to. Came out with a 30.1 today, so we had to make a statement today off the loss. We can't lose twice on home floor.
How different was the conversation than, say, maybe a previous one?
Coach Hop got in our butts, and he just made us work hard. You know, you see today, they ain't get no threes in the 2-3. Like, usually the teams, they got a lot of threes off of us. So today, we just decided to take that away.
There's been a lot of talk this season about you guys needing to start games quickly. Mm-hmm. You were able to do that tonight. What was the key to making that happen?
This came out. We lost Thursday, so we had to come out and make a statement today, basically what it was. So we got to continue doing that.
With the loss to UCLA and then seeing that they lost last night,
I was mad. Oh, man. The whole team was mad about that, but we're going to see them again. We're going to see them on their floor, too, so.
Kwade, can you talk about the impact that your teammate Nate had tonight?
He had a good impact today. Even though he does it in practice every day, that's what he does, rebounding and get dunks. He dunks on a lot of people, too. So he came out, he was ready to play, and he went all out today.
Nate, how good did that feel for you to be able to come in and really make an impact tonight?
It felt great, you know, finally getting my opportunity to prove what I've been working on and what we've been working on in practice every day. Can I give all the credit to my guys today? Finding me in certain spots and, you know, being able to bring energy and bring that spark to the game. So, turn up the crowd and stuff like that. So, it was a great feeling.
It seems like you have a lot of fun out there. Do you ever take the smile off?
Can't. Got to enjoy while you have it.
I know you're just a redshirt freshman, but has it been hard for you to wait your turn and be patient?
Yeah, it definitely has its dark days. But, you know, you just got to remain humble and remain patient. You know, my teammates and my family and the coaches always tell me to remain patient, you know, wait your turn. Your time is coming in today. That's the beginning of what we all going to see. So that's my motto I live by.
Nate's a hard worker, too. That's one thing. We all looked at him. He worked hard day out, day in. That's one thing he does.
The best thing about Nate's game is what?
Rebounding, being a junkyard dog. So that's what he does. That's what he did today. He made a statement today in the paint, and that's why we took that lead.
It seemed like that first dunk you had, you kind of yelled and flexed into the camera a little bit. Was that relief? What was that emotion in that moment?
It was a lot. It was a lot of emotion going through me, but that was the best way I could explain it or show it. So that's how it went.
Jaden McDaniel seemed a little amped up tonight. Did he say anything about Thursday? Because, you know, he fouled out so early in that
game. No, we all was in him. He had five fouls in the beginning of the first five, second half, I believe. So we all was in them. Next thing you know, we came out today. He had what, 6 or 7 blocks. So, yeah, he came out ready to hoop today.
Can you tell? You running point out there. Can you tell guys getting frustrated guarding Isaiah down the post?
Oh yeah, they gonna have to pick their poison what they want to do, because everybody on the floor is a lethal weapon in scoring. So they gonna have to pick and choose what they want to take away, what they want to give up. So,
what do you hear out there when?
I just play basketball. They got adjust to us, so we just play basketball.
Hey, how do you kind of explain Thursday's performance and then tonight? I mean, it seemed like two different teams.
Oh, yeah, two different teams. Y'all see it today. We ain't had nothing to explain. Y'all see the 30-point loss. I mean, 30.1 today, and we lost to UCLA. We should never lost that game, so we had to came out and lay one on them today.
How important is a big win like tonight?
Oh, it's very
going to the road trip.
Oh, it's very important, because now we made a statement. Now teams got to watch film and see how they're gonna pick their poison, how to beat us. So
give us momentum.
Give us momentum to the road.
And it seems as if that big lineup gives you something different with Isaiah, Nate, and Jaden out there.
Yeah, you can't get nothing down low. You're gonna have to shoot that 15 footer at the free throw line. That's probably what you're gonna get. So. You don't get too much down there, and not too many second chances either no more. So,
late game on Sunday, what time's your first class in the morning?
Oh, we ain't got our schedule yet, so what are you going to say?
Anything else?
Everybody's going to be there, though. Make sure we all make sure that everybody's going to be there. So.
Yeah, got to go to class.
Real quick, Nate, were you in the game plan for today to get some more minutes, or was it just kind of a step up in the moment kind of a thing?
It was in the moment, just staying ready, you know, waiting for my name to be called and and it got called. Just went out there and do what I do to the best of my abilities to help the team win. So that's all I'm happy for.
So did you have any kind of different approach with your guys over the weekend? You know, coming off a loss, I know you typically probably go through certain steps, but they just seemed really amped up tonight.
Well, you saw it in our last game in the second half. You didn't see it for 40 minutes, and that's where we challenged these guys. And, you know, it's not about making shots and missing shots. It's about playing great team defense. It's finishing and being tough and rebounding, and I thought those guys did that tonight. They executed the game plan.
Hey, how did the big lineup with Nate in there make you guys different?
Well, it just goes back to, you know, you have bigger, more physical guys. He likes contact. You know, Hamir is they're the same. Well, Nate's a little bit bigger, probably 6'9", 6'10". He's 6'8". So you have another guy who can go out there, be physical, has a nose for the ball, and he definitely had a huge impact in the game tonight.
Was there something that you saw from him during practices this week to say?
Well, you know what? Before UCLA, I've started thinking, like, how can we get better? And we've been getting hurt on the glass. And I played Nate in the first half against, you know, UCLA. And, you know, he's a guy that that works hard every day in practice, and he's, you know, definition of, you know, having resiliency and, you know, just sticking to the game plan and working hard every day. And so you see a lot of it in practice, and guys have to wait for their opportunity. And yeah, he had it tonight, and that's why you can keep getting better as a team as the season progresses. You got guys like Nate, and we've got a lot of guys. You saw BPJ today. I mean, he hasn't sniffed it. That kid can play. He's going to be a great player here, you know, and I was happy for him because all his hard work really paid off.
You've talked a lot about how this team has the potential to be really great defensively. Mm-hmm. Is this the kind of performance that shows just how they're?
Yeah, and I think another thing, too, you have a game plan, and, we didn't want Matthews to get shots. You know, there was different things that we had to have executed, and they had a great focus, and then they had great energy. And those are the two things I always believe in any defense you play or any game. You know, you've got to be able to go out there and compete like that with focus and energy. And everybody who came off the bench impacted the game, and that was with focus and energy. And I was really, really happy with their performance.
Can you tell me about Isaiah had two fouls, and you were able to keep him on the bench for a long time. Mm-hmm. What was the thought process there?
Every gamble I've made this year, they got the third one. So it was like, I'm not gambling on this one. And then, you know what, when you're in the game, if you start getting behind or whatnot, you can make that decision. But for the most part, the guys, like, they, and that's when you know you have a great bench. You know, like, you can put guys in and you can still win. And, you know, guys showed a lot of poise. We had great leadership at the guard position. And everybody just, you know, believing in each other at the end of the day, and when it's all said and done, defense, and we were able to get rebound. What was the rebounding numbers today? Yeah, we still got out rebounded, but for the most part, we rebounded.
Coach, you guys held USC to just 2 3-pointers. Was that a point of emphasis over the last couple of days to defend the three better?
I mean, it's been an emphasis the whole year. We want to make sure. It's not just defending the three, it's making sure we're defending the right guys. And then, but the thing that was really interesting today is then when they got the ball in the paint, we had length and athleticism flying around, which made it very difficult to score in the paint. And that was what I loved the most, was how active we were when they did get the ball in the paint. And they were making decisions, you know, when the way that we counted, we get 30 deflections in the first half. That's activity, that's disruption. And that's what winning basketball is all about.
Did some of Nate's play today make it easier to leave Isaiah on the bench?
There's no question. It was like I was talking when I was saying, asking or answering Percy's question. It's all about, you know, if you can sustain it or keep adding. Our guys were adding to the lead. I mean, they were adding, and that's a, you know, that's a great thing. We learned that about our team today. That was it's a heck of a thing.
Jake McDaniels seemed like a different player tonight. You know, he's always had his talent level, but he seemed like he was much more inspired. I mean, he had 6 blocks at halftime.
He was all over the place. He was frustrated because he had missed some foul shots and he missed some easy ones early. But the biggest thing that we keep telling these guys, you don't have control of making and missing shots. What you do have control of how smart you play and how hard you play. And he impacted the game winning. He didn't let that bother this. He was flying. The ball got down low. Boy, you didn't see anything. I mean, it was hard to finish around the basket. I mean, he's flying, active. And I thought a big part of the game today for us, too, was him not getting in foul trouble. He's been getting in foul trouble early games, and he hasn't been able to be in there. You know, he's a deep difference maker in all areas and aspects of our game, and we need him.
Do you know what the season high is for deflections for you two guys?
I just know we have a really good record when we have 35 or more in a game. We had 30 at halftime.
Can you talk a little bit about Isaiah's your most physical player down in the paint, and he's really shooting free throws well. How does that impact the end of the game and your end of the game decisions?
Well, it's great because, you know the only difference is you have to find ways to get him the ball. Last year when you had a guy like Jalen Noel, he had the ball, and so you could run your stuff. But he... When you have a guy who can score down there that creates a double team and he can make foul shots, I mean, that's the luxury, you know. And so, you know, he's just a difference maker. The kid is, you know, I think he's the best player in the country. So,
it seemed as if you guys moved Isaiah out to the, like, three-point line extended, you know, because they were double teaming Lionel on the baseline.
Well, I thought, you know, getting him away, we ran all our spread offense. You know, we're going to try to post J-Mac a little bit more and Nas. You know, they're bigger than anybody they play against all year and really, really talented. We got to put them in better positions. And Isaiah, you know, he can shoot the ball. He's great. He's a really, really good shooter. A lot of people haven't seen that so far. And it ends up being another addition to what we can run and play. But, you know, Jade McDaniels, he's just a difference maker, special player.
There was a point in the first half where Quade had a turnaround jumper, next play, steal, assist to Nas for three, and then came back, next play, turnaround jumper. Mm-hmm. What kind of an impact does he have when you have a point guard that can do everything?
Well, when we had the different lineups in there and Isaiah was out, you know, he's a guy that can score. And so we ran a play out of a timeout, and he went and he did that little turnaround. And, you know, he can score. I mean, he's got to be able to get us in our offense. He's got to do those types of things. But he has the ability to score, and that's a luxury. And, you know, we were able to have some, you know, everybody knows we're going here. And, you know, you got to have sleight of hand sometimes to start going there and going there. And when you have a guy like Quade, it really, really helped the offense. And those plays are huge for us.
Couple more guys. Unless you're good.
USC is a really similar team to you guys. How difficult can it be to play a team that is kind of built down low, built similarly to the way you play?
Well, it's interesting. You know, Andy's a hell of a coach. He's a great coach. He's a great offensive coach. And they've got some really young players. It's the same challenges that we all face. You know, they've got a really, really talented team. I'm just excited that we were able to play good against a talented team. I mean, it was our night. Unfortunately for them, it wasn't. But our league is really tough, and it's a different type of tough. And so we were really lucky to play well tonight when they didn't have their best game, and that's probably a little bit of us, but sometimes that happens. They're a heck of a basketball team. It was a great win.
With your young basketball team, do you think you kind of crossed a level here with the intensity thing? Because that's been, I think, the issue with these guys. They have talent, but they seem to have ebbed and flowed as far as keeping the intensity level up.
You know what? We have an energy team, people, energy management team, with our strength coach, our nutritionist, and our trainer. And we make sure that these guys are getting recovery, that they're eating right, getting enough sleep, and you know, it's all about that energy, and but that young part, it's still, they're learning that. And so, you know, you have the dog days of the year. It's a long season. We were in Italy together. I mean, this has been a long season. How do we keep it fresh? How do we keep it fun? And how do we keep, you know, moving forward? And you saw tonight with guys like Nate, who brought energy to the game. He brought, he brought an energy, a positive energy that got the crowd going, made those plays, and. And that's great. That's what Elijah does, too. He brings that beautiful light into a team.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.